Ruth chapter 2. Now Naomi had a kinsman through her husband, a man mighty in wealth, of Elimelech's family, and his name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabitess said to Naomi, "Let me go into the field and glean ears of corn after him in whoever's eyes I find grace." And she said to her, "Go, my daughter." So she departed and came there and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And her venture happened to be in a part of the field belonging to Boaz, of the family of Elimelech. And what should happen but Boaz came from Bethlehem and said to the reapers, "The Lord be with you." And they said to him, "The Lord bless you." Then Boaz said to his servant who was in charge of the reapers, "To whom does this young woman belong?" And the servant in charge of the reapers replied and said, "She is a Moabitess who came back with Naomi from the plain of Moab." And she said, "Let me glean and gather among the sheaves after the reapers." And she came and has continued doing it from the morning until now. That leaves little rest for her at home. Then Boaz said to Ruth, "Did you not hear, my daughter? Do not go to glean in any other field, and do not move across from here, and in this way you will stay attached to my maidservants. Your eyes will be on the field that they are reaping, and you will follow the maidservants. Have I not ordered my menservants not to touch you? If you are thirsty, go to the pots and drink from what the servants draw." Then she fell face down and bowed to the ground and said to him, "Why have I found grace in your eyes, in that you have been concerned about me, when I am a foreigner?" Then Boaz answered and said to her, "It has been told me in full, everything you have done with your mother-in-law after the death of your husband, and how you left your father and mother and the land of your birth, and went to a people which you did not know in times past. May the Lord reward your work, and may your recompense from the Lord God of Israel be in full, under whose wings you have come to trust." And she said, "Let me find grace in your eyes, my Lord, for you have shown compassion on me, and because you have spoken kindly to your maidservant, while I am not like any of your maidservants." Then Boaz said to her at the time of the meal, "Come here, and you can eat some bread, and dip your piece in the vinegar." So she sat beside the reapers, and he handed her roasted corn, and she ate and was satisfied and had some left over. Then she got up to go gleaning, and Boaz instructed his servants and said, "Let her glean between the sheaves too, and do not treat her ignominiously. And deliberately spill some from the sheaves for her too, and leave it so she can glean it, and do not rebuke her." So she gleaned in the field until the evening, and she threshed what she had gleaned, and it amounted to about an ephah of barley. And she took it and came to the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned, and she emptied it out, and she gave her what she had left over, after taking what was enough for her. And her mother-in-law said to her, "Where did you glean today, and where did you work? May he who is showing concern for you be blessed." And she told her mother-in-law with whom she had worked, and she said, "The name of the man with whom I worked today is Boaz." Then Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, "May he be blessed by the Lord, who has not abandoned his kindness to the living and the dead." And Naomi said to her, "The man is a near relative of ours. He is one of our kinsmen redeemers." And Ruth the Moabitess said, "He also said to me, 'You must stay attached to my servants until they have finished the whole of my harvest.'" Then Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, "It is a good thing, my daughter, that you go out with his maidservants, so that no one will molest you in another field." So she stayed attached to Boaz's maidservants to glean until the end of the barley harvest and the end of the wheat harvest, and she stayed with her mother-in-law.